It's Monday afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. We're going to talk some football. It's brought to you by the Marriott Group, building and remodeling homes for 33 years. Get your change started. A&M football team still has 13 days before their season opener with the SMU Mustangs, but it appears that that's a good thing because after Saturday's scrimmage at Kyle Field, they still do have some work to do, according to not only the head coach, Mike Sherman, but also defensive coordinator, Tim DeRuiter.
I thought we were sloppy. We made some plays. I was happy that we forced some takeaways, which was good to see. But we got a lot of young guys in the mix, and so it wasn't quite as crisp as it needed to be. We had some dumb penalties that we got to get corrected. But overall, be fairly pleased.
It was the second scrimmage of the fall so far. Which one did he like better?
I was fairly pleased with the previous scrimmage. I thought we did a better job in that scrimmage than this one on third down in red zone defense. In this one, we were a little sloppier. And I think it's partly due because we really didn't have a full one unit. And so you've got some younger guys in the mix, and so you have some communication problems to compare the two scrimmages. But I like where we're at. I like the fact we have 2 weeks left to get ready because we've got a lot of work to do. But I like where we're at right now, 2 weeks to go.
Aggies have their highest Associated Press preseason ranking since 1999. The AP puts A&M 8th in the nation to start the season. That's one slot higher than the coaches' ranking at 9th. And they will play four other AP top 25 teams this year, including number 1, Oklahoma, and number 9, Oklahoma State, along with number 15, Arkansas, and number 21, Missouri. Texas led the list of those also receiving votes. We'll talk about pro football. Former Aggie quarterback Stephen Magee quarterbacked the entire second half last night, but he could not lead the Cowboys to any points, and San Diego beat Dallas 20-7 in a preseason game at Cowboys Stadium. Magee was 16 of 29, no interceptions for 157 yards. On Saturday, Houston went 2-0 in exhibition play, beating the New Orleans Saints 27-14 at Reliance Stadium. Houston's at San Francisco, and Dallas is at Minnesota next Saturday. The Oakland Raiders have used a third-round pick in the NFL supplemental draft to select former Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor. The Raiders announced the selection on Twitter today. Pryor will not be eligible to practice with or play for Oakland until the team's sixth game of the season. When he was allowed to enter Monday's draft, he was handed a 5-game suspension by Commissioner Roger Goodell. Pryor gave up his final season with the Buckeyes after an investigation into the team's memorabilia for cash scandal that cost coach Jim Tressel his job. As a junior, Pryor had his best season statistically, throwing for 2,700 yards and 27 touchdowns with 11 interceptions. He also ran for 754 yards and 4 scores, helping the Buckeyes win the Sugar Bowl. By taking Pryor in the third round of the supplemental draft, the Raiders forfeit their third-round selection in the 2012 regular draft. No other players were chosen in the supplemental draft today. Denver Broncos coach John Fox has seen enough to name Kyle Orton his starting quarterback. What he hasn't determined is who his number 2 quarterback will be. Fox says that Tim Tebow and Brady Quinn have 2 more preseason games to win the job as Orton's primary backup. Because the league's new rules no longer mandate that teams designate their quarterback rotation on game day, the winner of that QB competition might remain a mystery, barring an injury to Orton. Texas Rangers have now lost 3 out of their last 4 since that 6-game winning streak. Yesterday, they fell again to the White Sox 10-0 in Chicago, and they lose that series 2-1. They still lead the Angels by 4 games in the American League West, and they look forward to a 10-game homestand that starts tonight with Boston in for the first of 4 games, and then the Angels are in for 3 and Tampa Bay in for 3. The Houston Astros had a 4-game winning streak. It ended yesterday with a 6-4 extra inning loss to the Giants at Minute Maid, and they're on the road for their next 7, 3 at Colorado and then 4 at San Francisco. Members of the A&M National Champion track team continue to have a banner summer. The latest is long jumper Julian Reed, who picked up a bronze medal at the World University Games in China with a leap of 26 feet, 1 1/4 inches. The 11th-ranked Aggie soccer team took 21 shots against UC Irvine yesterday, but not a one found the net. And of the just 5 shots that Irvine took, 1 did get through. And the 16th-ranked Anteaters got a big early season road win, 1-0 over the Aggies. The Aggies had opened the season Friday with a 4-2 win over Fresno State. Next, they go to Knoxville for matches with Florida on Friday and Tennessee on Sunday. The 2012 Fiesta Bowl has been moved up 3 days to January the 2nd and will be played right after the Rose Bowl. The Fiesta Bowl was originally scheduled for January the 5th, and bowl officials had hoped to bump it up to boost television ratings and out-of-state visitors to the game. The BCS had originally decided against scheduling any games the night of January 2nd in case the NFL lockout pushed the season back. With the lockout resolved now and the NFL schedule staying the same, the BCS gave bowls the option to move up to January the 2nd. And the U.S. Olympic Committee has notified all interested cities that it will not submit a bid to host the 2020 Summer Olympics. Chicago, New York, and Dallas were among those that had expressed interest in putting forth a bid to host the Games, but any bid was contingent upon the USOC working out a long, simmering revenue-sharing deal with the International Olympic Committee. Countries have until September 1st to submit the name of candidate cities. The USOC's decision not to bid for the 2020 means that there will be at least a 20-year gap between Olympics in the United States. The last games on U.S. soil were the Salt Lake City Winter Olympics in 2002. The last Summer Olympics were in Atlanta in 1996. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more the next half hour. I'm Tom Turbeville for the Marriott Group. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.